is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
How y'all doing? This is Urbis Kareem, and you can find me on foursizeoflife.com. You can also find me on Four Sides of Life YouTube channel, and also Urbis Kareem Speaks on my podcast. You can actually find that podcast if you go to foursizeoflife.com and you click on podcast. It'll take you right there. Okay, let's get into this episode we're talking about. It's not easy being married. This is the problem that we have today. A lot of generations feel like their back's against the wall when it comes to dealing with their loved ones and family members, you know, telling them what to do. They have all the answers. And this is what I've noticed that a lot of us deal with on a regular basis. Everybody's dealing with people trying to tell them what to do and how to do it. Now, I just want to share with you that it's not easy. No one said it was easy being married. No one said it was easy getting married. A lot of times we get caught up on looking at someone's situation, but you're not in someone's situation. A lot of times we also look at someone's situation, those that came before us, and be like, they had to endure too much. I'm definitely not going through that. I was talking to my son early today, and I was telling him, he was asking me, Dad, a lot of people ain't getting married. I want to get married, but a lot of friends are kind of like, you know, steering away from that. Don't look like they do well with staying married. And I was telling him, well, you have to be careful who you pick as your queen. It matters how you pick her, just like it matters her choosing you. You have to know what type of man you're going to be, not type of man I want you to be or someone else wants you to be. What type of man you want to be? Are you going to be godly, righteous, spiritual, non-religious, a man that don't take care of business, don't handle business, a man that don't take care of his affairs, don't take care of his children, his responsibilities, a man that's not accountable, or a man that is the opposite of that, that takes care of all of his affairs, his responsibilities, and is accountable of his things, take care of his family, his children. Family is more important than anything. Taking care of his children is more important than anything. Making sure that you focus on others than yourself when it's right. You just don't be selfless for just individuals that are selfish. Did you catch it? A lot of people just get caught up on just really honestly trying to do for everybody for the wrong everybody. So I want helping them understand that you don't want to be like men that you've seen that's supposed to be a role model for you. Okay? Pick and choose the right role model. Just because they're older and they might be in their 60s or 70s or 50s, don't mean they're not a good role model for you. Don't focus always on these individuals that may be in their 40s, just a little bit older than you, and they have nothing going on for themselves. You could tell a lot about a man, son. That's what I was telling him. You could tell a lot about a man by just looking at his presence and his past. Whatever he's talking about as future, look at it as present and his past. And if he's on his late 30s and his 40s and his 50s, and he's still talking about woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and his about his past, and his past is still looking like his present, you can tell where his future's gonna be. All you gotta do is look around. When it comes to a man and what you aspire to be for a man, you can look at and see what was instilled in him, and is he actually putting that into fruition? A lot of people, when they get married, right, they don't focus on who the father and the mother was, how the father was raised, raising that child, and how the mother raised that child. It matters. And what landmass or jurisdiction or area, what region they were raised at and in. That matters. If they were raised in a certain area, most likely they're going to be a product of that. Not all the way, but most likely they'll be a product of that. If they were raised in a bad situation, most likely their situation, they don't know what to make a better situation out of a bad. All they saw was a bad situation, so they don't know how to change that bad situation into a better and great situation. But that doesn't mean that is define who they are. You might be the wind beneath their wings. You might be the one to change all that, their perspective on life. That's what love does, L-O-V-E. Love can change everything. Peace can change everything. Most people are searching for peace and love. and not a Nedor. Okay? They'll actually search outside of themselves when that peace that surpasses all understanding is within themselves. That the image of God is within themselves. And they don't know that greatness is within themselves. And they don't know how to bring it out. But sometimes it takes a queen or a king to bring and manifest that out. Or if you know how to actually manifest it through prayer, you can do it there too. Reaching, huh? Praying, meditating. You can actually go on a spiritual journey because all of us are on a spiritual journey and you don't know what type of spiritual journey you're on because you focus on the wrong thing and not the right thing. It is definitely not easy being married. But it ain't hard, hard either. It's what we make it. There's a lot of individuals out there, men, beating on queens, putting down queens, trying to be more than what they are to queens, trying to make their lifestyle what they dreamed and wanted to be inside her or with her instead of building a foundation with her. It first starts right there, kings. You have to know how you are looking at yourself, how you build yourself up. Are you accountable for self? Are you taking care of affairs and handling your business? Are you understanding this matrix? Are you understanding the United States? Are you understanding this crazy world and knowing that you need power? You need something to help you through the along the way. Back in the day, people needed each other. They needed each other. Today, they act like they don't need each other. That's like going away. It's like it's gone. Like individuals just lost on the fact that they need one another. Huh? Here's a story for you. Talk about what it's not easy, okay? This wasn't just one incident. It was multiple incidents. But it's how I handled it. It wasn't all pieces of cream. As you listen to me, I'll help you walk through my life of when I walked away from my queen. Because I didn't totally understand. I'm searching for love. And I don't know what she's searching for. Did you catch it? Communication is big in relationship. It's big. You have to know your partner. Your partner should know you. Y'all, a lot of y'all running around don't even know each other's colors. Favorite colors. Don't even know each other's favorite food. Don't even know each other's favorite restaurant. Don't even know each other's favorite actually attributes about each other. Love languages. You don't even know. Ain't spend time with one another. But you're supposed to spend time in a lifetime with one another. Really? How that work? Where they do that at? So I remember one moment when I first got married. I thought it was going to be peaches and cream. I was raised and I didn't even know this about myself. Ooh, this tells you a lot. You could be in a home and you don't even know much about your mom and your father. It matters. My mother's background was actually Church of God in Christ. I didn't even know what that was in the household. I didn't even know that was my mother's background. The whole time I was already upbringing all the way into my 40s. I didn't even know that. That was her core of religion, her walk of life, what she subscribed to. My father was Methodist. I didn't even know what that is. The principles of what it stood for. If I would have known that, I would have understood more why my father had these type of restrictions and he wanted me to build and think and feel like this. If I'd have known my mom, I would have understood it. And I definitely didn't understand that my queen came from one side that was spiritual, her father, and her mother was Baptist. That was the beginning core of her. So it actually forged what we were to each other. Wow. You have to know each other that deep. You call yourself want to go that deep. I mean, you really want to go that deep with them in life. You want to actually join hands and spend the rest of your life with them. Because that's how important they are to you. But you haven't got to know them yet. So I remember, I'm thinking everything was going to be peaches and cream. We didn't got married. She don't know the core of me. I don't even know the core of me. I don't know the core of her. She don't even know the core of her. Did you catch it? Do you understand now? This crucial, that you get to know each other before you get married. It's very, very highly important. It's extremely important you get to know each other before you get married. Not to just discredit each other and have it go through a checklist with each other. No, to understand what makes them feel good, what makes them not feel so good. To know how they think, how they move, the core of them, even on a plate of food for dinner time. You have a core and you have the outside. You have the core, which might be today people eat wrong. Y'all know I'm a herbologist. They have the core being the protein, which is the meat. The next thing, they have the sides, which is vegetables. And they might have a pasta on the side or a starch. Okay. And then I'll have a salad, some type of vegetable. This is kind of the regular thing that everybody does in America, but everybody don't do that outside of America. But inside your home, you should know what the core is on your plate so it can be easy like Sunday morning. That's the problem. You're walking into a marriage and it ain't gonna be easy like Sunday morning. Take the time to get to know her. I thought it was gonna be peaches and cream. And once I got to know her, and I wasn't really involved in church like that anymore, you see, anymore, and she was, we started drifting apart. That was the core portion of her. Church, understanding God, foundation in God. That was the core on her plate. And I was in and out, drifting in and out. I wasn't part of that, but I needed to understand and know that. She didn't even know why. She didn't even know why. That's the thing. We don't communicate and explain and express why. We're afraid, kings, to express ourselves. We're afraid, kings, to be emotional. It has show emotion and it be emotional. You don't have to show emotion in a weak way, vulnerable way. You just have to show your emotions. They might be perceived weak. They might receive too much emotion to this and that, but you can't hold it in and bottle in. You have to show who you are at times so people can know who you are at times, so she can get in tune with you at times and you can get in tune with her. I found out real early and quick that because of our lack of communication, we was headed all the way down. She wasn't talking, I wasn't talking. It seemed like only time we was really talking is when we was going at each other's throat, arguing back and forth. And it could be something as simple as, why did you think I was thinking about her when just because I looked at her that way? I looked over, across, and I looked at her that way in church because I realized she was a distant cousin, and my mom introduced me to her long time ago, but I could not place the face. So why am I being attacked in my own home and you're not asking me in a respectful way, babe, king, honey? Using endearment words. I had to learn that earlier. The second time go around, coming back in her life, I had to learn that about using endearing words. Baby, what was that about when you looked at, oh, that was nothing? Instead of attacking the other party saying, hey, what, you know, I saw you looking at her, what's up, you feeling her? Don't do that, don't disrespect me like that around anybody, that ain't foul. You feeling her, huh? Y'all been together? Where you know her from? You can't do that. Maya Angelou said this long time ago. Maya Angelou, you can say any and everything you want to say. That's how you say it. You can say any and everything you want to say. It's how you say it. And it matters, kings. It matters, queens, how you say it. How you speak to the other party can be the actual downfall to your marriage. It can go from easy to hard. It can go from lightweight to difficult. It can go from godly, righteousness to ungodly, non-spiritual, selfish. Because everybody now thinking about each other. I just want to leave you with this. Being married for 20 plus years, and I'm going to bring my queen on here so she can rap with y'all and talk with y'all so y'all can hear the dynamics between both of us and understand. We've had our rainy days, stormy days. We also had our happy days and sunny days. Had our dull days that we sit in the room and we don't want to say nothing to each other, or you stay in your corner, I'll stay in my corner, and we ain't even mad at each other, just doing each other, doing us from the opposite side of the room, in the house. Ain't talk to each other all day, but good night or good morning. But we know one thing, we have each other's back. We actually do practice this though with one another every day. Now, not one morning, practice that, do I not get up or let the day go by without saying, baby, I love you. That ain't gonna happen. And it's not one day that won't go by that my queen won't say, good night, baby. And she give me a kiss right there on the lips. That's one of our practices that we don't let not one day go by without that, whether you're upset or mad or not. You know when each other get upset and not feeling one another. But yeah, marriage is not easy. It ain't. But it ain't hard either. It's what you make it. Once you understand one another, once you get to know one another, I'm going to have to do a series on this and bring my queen on so she can give her perspective. Once you really understand one another and get to truly understand each other, oh, it becomes easy. Because you actually have a goal. You have structure. You understand, no matter what, I ain't going nowhere. I remember who you are to me, and you hope and you want her to remember who you are, who you are to her. Both parties got to remember who you are to each other so you can thrive and survive with each other. Because like I said, love is God, and God is love. It's all about L-O-V-E, love. You got to be selfless, not selfish. Herbert Skorine.